This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, a standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. 844-236-6010 is our number, and I do mean wean yourself off your prescription drugs. It's definitely a good idea to be off your drugs, but you want to wean yourself off your drugs, and you always want to let your doctor know what you're doing, by the way. If you're being cared for by a physician, he's writing prescriptions for you, you always want to let your doctor know what you're doing. Not that you have to listen to your doctor or take orders from your doctor. In fact, we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. The idea of just blindly following doctor's orders really doesn't serve us when it comes to our health. Nonetheless, if we are being cared for by a physician or by a healthcare professional, we owe it to him to let him know what we're going to be doing, telling him what we're going to be doing. We can help you do that if you want to wean yourself off your meds. And if you are on meds, that should be your number one health goal, to figure out how to wean yourself off your prescription drugs. 844-236-6010 is our number today on The Bright Side. If you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, likewise, 844-236-6010. And if you have questions about our longevity products or our Truth Skin Health products, which are available at truthtreatments.com, call 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you. If you want to purchase longevity products or sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, you can call 866-735-2470 or head to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase products off the websites, and you can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Or if you like, you can just get your products at the wholesale price. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. We have been spending some time talking about the nature of beliefs, memetics, memes, mind viruses, and specifically when it comes to health, because at the end of the day, a health show, how mind viruses keep us from being fully healthy. If you're on a prescription drug and you don't know what that prescription drug is or what that prescription drug is doing to your body or even sometimes why you're taking the prescription drug at all, rest assured, you have been infected by a mind virus. If you do anything that your healthcare professional tells you to do and you don't know why you're doing it and you don't know what you're doing, likewise, you've been infected by a mind virus. Mind viruses allow us to operate without thinking. They allow us to operate without knowing. And while that may come in handy occasionally when it comes to our health, it is a very dangerous proposition to operate with mental shortcuts. This is why so many of us have our organs removed unnecessarily. This is why so many of us are being poisoned by prescription drugs without knowing why. The sneakiness of the use of politics makes it worse. We have politicians now making it sound like we have a right to have cheap drugs, and if we don't have our cheap drugs, somehow we're not going to be as healthy as we should be. Bernie Sanders and other well-meaning politicians screaming about the high cost of prescription drugs. the implication being that there's this miracle pharmacological treatment that is going to save our lives. There's this magical remedy for our disease, and it's being withheld from us by greedy drug companies. Now, nobody's disagreeing with the fact that drug companies may be greedy, but we shouldn't have to depend on the poisonous wares of the drug companies to restore us back to health. The idea is, oh, if we could just afford the magical cure, we could live a really long, healthy life. But the drug companies, they're charging us a lot of money, so they're evil. We got to get them to give us cheap drugs, free drugs. The government will pay for all our drugs. If drugs really worked, if drugs really addressed illnesses, we wouldn't have any disease because we are sure taking a lot of drugs. It's hidden in plain sight that the drug mentality doesn't work. According to the Mayo Clinic, published in the online journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings, 70% of Americans are on at least one prescription drug. More than half of Americans take two prescription drugs. And 20% of Americans are on five or more prescription drugs. Antibiotics, antidepressants, opioids, those are the most commonly prescribed. Antibiotics especially. And what does that say about our culture, that antidepressants are the second leading class of drugs that are prescribed after antibiotics? That's a whole other story right there. This whole idea that we can be drugged back to health, that we can be medicalized back to health, has to be examined. There's 30,000 brand name drugs in the marketplace, 4 billion prescriptions served every year, a dozen prescriptions for every man, woman, child, and baby in the United States. And yes, babies are on prescription drugs too. That's a lot of drugs. And as expensive as they are, we're still taking them. And we're still sicker and fatter and more depressed than ever before. And of course it's going to be this way, because drugs don't help. Drugs are not healthy. Drugs should not be part of the healthcare program, with, of course, the exceptions of emergencies and antibiotics and pain pills. There's some times you need a prescription drug. I'm fully aware of that. But in the long run, drugs work by blocking biochemistry. They make biochemistry stop. Typically, they will block a cell receptor, the little ears or sockets that are on the outside of a cell that initiate cellular activities. Drugs work by sitting in those ears, jamming up the works, blocking the doorbells. Kind of like when you were a kid. I don't know, when I was a kid, I used to stick a little, being a mischievous little devil that I was, I would stick little paper clips in the doorbell, and the doorbell would just stay rung. That's kind of how a drug works. It's like a paper clip stuck in a doorbell. Keeps the receptor on, or blocks the receptor from being turned on. Other drugs work by blocking enzymes. Those are arguably the two most fundamental aspects of all of biochemistry, is cell receptor activity and enzyme activity, and drugs work by blocking both. Of course there's going to be side effects. Of course there's going to be toxicity. It can't help but be that way. I've been hearing a word tossed around by kids these days called woke. W-O-K-E, woke. Which is basically derived from awake, refers to the idea that there are various forces in the culture that most of us are, most of the time anyway, are asleep to. And when you become woke, you notice that there's these forces. This notion of sleep and unawareness is very related to memes and memetics. Memes put us to sleep. Memetics put us to sleep. The more we operate with memes, the less woke we are. The word woke historically has been associated with racism. Or the awareness of racism. Staying woke was a type of healthy paranoia, especially about the issues of political justice, social justice, political justice, racial justice, and injustice. These days, when kids are talking about woke, they mean being aware of all social and political dynamics, the forces that determine our beliefs, that determine our opinions. And so in this case, or in a sense, woke really means being awake to memetics, being aware of the memes, being aware to the self-serving and insidious memes, which is what most memes are, unless we're consciously injecting ourselves. Being aware of how our beliefs are not really our beliefs. They're implanted into us. They're given to us by the culture, by television, by our parents, by our religious figures, by authorities. Being woke means being aware that there are, our beliefs are based on viral infections that we've caught rather than created. We've caught from others rather than generated ourselves. These memes, these mind viruses, are real viruses, just like a virus is. A virus is a piece of information. When you have a measles virus, all it is a piece of genetic information that is being passed to you That genetic information incorporates itself into our genes, and then our cells become little measles factories. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll take a break. We'll continue when we come back. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Don't go away. We've got more good health information coming at you right after this.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you at 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Longevity products, call 866- 735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to purchase our Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. We've got a skin health blog up and some specials going on, as well as a contest. We've got a contest that we're doing on Instagram, I should say. That's not on the website. That's on Instagram. If you go to our Instagram page, we've got a contest for a trifecta, $269 value. Go to pound Truth Treatments or hashtag Truth Treatments, and you'll get our Instagram page. You should also like us on Facebook, too. And we do Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives on a regular basis on skin health. Just did a couple yesterday. TruthTreatments.com is our website, hashtag Truth Treatments for Instagram, and just Truth Treatments. Search for Truth Treatments on Facebook, and you can like us there. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number on the bright side. We're talking about this idea that we are asleep. We are asleep to our beliefs, memes, being woke, sleeping, mind viruses. These all serve to keep us sick. And in large part, that's why we're sick. It's our beliefs. It's what we think is we need to do to be healthy. These memes, these viruses, are not just viruses in the sense that they're transmitted virally. A virus works by... Virus is one of the coolest entities. I don't know what the heck a virus is, but it seems to have some kind of intelligence. It's a little piece of information. I'm talking about a biological virus, like Ebola or measles. It's a biological piece of information. It's a piece of your DNA. Okay? It's a piece of DNA. It has a little shell around it. And that's all it is. It's a piece of DNA with a little shell around it. That's unbelievable. And yet this little piece of DNA has the wherewithal, the intelligence, the consciousness to be able to know that it has to get into one of our cells. So it somehow manages to transmit through other human beings who are called vectors, passing it on. A virus has to be passed on from human to human. And it enters into the human being, and then it migrates to the cell, and then it injects itself into the cell, and then it goes into the DNA of the cell, where it inserts itself into our cellular DNA, or the animal's or the carrier's cellular DNA, at which point the cell now makes more of the virus. And then the virus just explodes and spews all over the body and does the same thing over and over and over again until we die. It doesn't care. The meme doesn't care if we're dead. I'm sorry, the mind virus doesn't care if we're dead, and the meme doesn't care if we're dead. That's the whole thing about these viruses. They're self-serving. They make us sick. They impair our performance. They could turn us into zombies. They don't care if we live or die. They just want to pass themselves on. And to be awakened or to be woke is like being cured. And be careful of fraudulent wokers or awakers who just pass their own mind viruses. The way the way we can protect ourselves from mind viruses is through critical thinking, which is exactly what we are not taught in school. School is designed to transmit memes. That's why schools were invented, to transmit cultural memes. The public school system, which is the shining light of Western civilization, or at least United States civilization, is really just a meme developer or a meme incubator. It's a meme transmission device. That's a better way of saying it. That's public schools. That's what public education is. It's a way of transmitting memes that the powers that be want us all to have. That's why they don't teach critical thinking, and that's why we have such a dumb society. Present company excluded. This is a show where we wake people. That's what I do. That's my mission in life. My mission in life is to wake myself and then to wake others. And that's what we should all be doing for each other. We could all be waking each other up. Don't pass memes. When you tell somebody something, make sure it's true. At least verify it. Don't pass on memes and beliefs and things that you heard on the radio, even from me. Trust yet verify. It's kind of like a lucid dream. I don't know if you ever had a lucid dream. That's where you're awake in your dream. They're super cool. I've had a couple. I know people have them all the time. You're literally awake in your dream. And in your dream, you can decide that you're going to fly, or you're going to do whatever you want to do. You're going to, you know, usually romance and sex are involved. I'll just say that, at least in my lucid dreams. Anyway, when we go to bed, usually, ordinarily, We have our dreams. We're locked into whatever's happening. We don't have a conscious choice in what's happening in our dream. On the other hand, if we are lucky enough, sometimes we have a lucid dream. We awaken in our dream. That is, we can know we're dreaming in the dream. We can know that we are living in a dreamscape, like a landscape, but it's a dreamscape. And we know that we can change things. We know that we can consciously make decisions in this lucid dream. So a dream where you're awake in the dream is called a lucid dream. Well, guess what? You could be lucid awake. If you ever want to experience a lucid dream, or this is what they tell you anyway, if you ever read books on lucid dreaming, they say do something called a reality check. A reality check is when you spend your day, every few minutes or every 10 minutes or every hour or every so often, you ask yourself, as you're living, as you're going about your day-to-day life, you're eating and drinking and going to work and doing all the stuff you do in your day, you ask yourself, am I dreaming? And what's supposed to happen, if you keep doing this enough, with enough regularity, during your day-to-day life, eventually you're going to have a dream and you're going to ask yourself, in the dream, am I dreaming? And that will kick you into lucidity. That's called a reality check. Well, as it turns out, we can do reality checks for each other to support lucid waking. If we want to make lucid, being lucidly awake, that is awake to our memes, awake to our beliefs, that's what I mean when I say lucid waking, we can all do reality checks. We can ask others and we can ask ourselves about our beliefs. We can ask believers about their beliefs. How do you know this is true? How do you know that there is a deep state? How do you know that there is a doctor conspiracy or a medical conspiracy? How do you know that the United States is the greatest country in the world? These are beliefs. How do we know it's true? I'm not saying yes or no, but how do we know it's true? Have we verified these beliefs ourselves? Asking others, have they verified the beliefs themselves? Are their sources reliable? Maybe there's alternative viewpoints. Maybe we could present alternative viewpoints. These are all things we can do to wake each other up. This is what we do on the Bright Side every day. We wake you guys up. We wake listeners up to the possibility that health, or that medicine actually, the institution of medicine, the dogma of medicine, doesn't serve us. Maybe it's possible that being doctored is not how we stay healthy. Maybe it's possible that the modern medical model is wrong. Maybe it's possible that doctors are not infallible. Maybe it's possible that the deification of medicine is a mimetic infection that causes us to be less able to perform, that actually causes us to be sick. Maybe the medical model is making us sick. I'm saying yay or nay. I'm saying these are things we got to ask ourselves. One of the core requirements that the medical model has to have is to keep us participating is to make us think that we're sick. That's why they keep having new diseases. Have you noticed how many new diseases are on TV? New things that we can be medicated for? I just saw one on Peyronie's disease. Probably seen this one. Peyronie's disease is when the male genitals curve upwards when you have an erection. Now they say it's damaged. We're broken. Of course, there's a drug for that. The ultimate example of being sick or creating sickness is in psychiatry, and that's been talked about ad nauseum. The whole idea that we're sick if we're depressed, or we're sick if we're sad, or we're sick if we think too much. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. In the words of President Trump, the U.S. was cocked and loaded for retaliatory airstrikes against Iran overnight after Iran shot down an unmanned U.S. drone on Wednesday. Trump tweeting this morning that he canceled the airstrikes at the last minute because it would not be proportionate to the shooting down of an unmanned drone. He said he was told that an estimated 150 people would die at the three sites that were going to be targeted in Iran. That drone went down in the Straits of Hormuz. The Pentagon called it unprovoked and irresponsible. Iran says it was in its airspace. The U.S. says it was in international airspace. Two explosions shake a major refinery in southwest Philadelphia. They happen at about 4 a.m. Hours later, a huge fire is still burning there. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here, and we have lines open 844-236-6010. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. Skin health products, Truth Skin Health products, can be had at TruthTreatments.com, and all our longevity products are available at BrightSideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, CriticalHealthNews.com. From the journal Science, this is kind of interesting, gut microbes ER medication. Researchers have discovered one of the first examples of how the microbiome can interfere with a drug's intended path through the body. Now, I've been talking about this for a long time, how probiotics, gut bacteria, metabolize drugs. The intestine in general metabolizes drugs. And drugs are, of course, metabolized in the liver. Drug companies don't like this. This is a research from Harvard University, published in Science, released last week. Drug companies don't like the fact that probiotics, and doctors don't like the fact that good bacteria, I should say, metabolize their drugs. So they're trying to come up with ways to kill the good bacteria or prevent the good bacteria from doing their work. I say, that's a great thing. Let's support the good bacteria. Let's support intestinal health because it'll help you clear your drugs more effectively. That's one of the best ways to detoxify the body is to support the actions of probiotics, of course, or good bacteria, I should say. Chlorine in the water will compromise the microbiome, the health of the microbiome. Microbiome meaning the universe of good bacteria that live in the intestine. There's so many things we do on a regular basis that conspire to kill these bacteria, and this is one of the reasons why our bodies are so toxic, why we don't clear out our drugs as effectively. And by the way, because the microbiome changes based on the kinds of foods we eat, sometimes drugs will be more effective than other times. Some people will have problems with certain drugs and other people won't have any problems at all. This accounts for individual differences amongst people and individual differences in the same person at different times. The status of the microbiome has an impact on how well drugs are processed. And it's not just drugs, by the way, that are processed by the microbiome. It's hormones, especially estrogen. This is where estrogenic illnesses come from. Endometriosis, reproductive disorders, miscarriages, anxiety, autoimmunity, fibromyalgia, hypothyroidism. All of these illnesses, cancers, lymphatic cancers, breast cancer, all of these illnesses have been associated with estrogen, but it's not really estrogen. It's incompletely processed estrogen, beginning with a defective or messed up microbiome and intestine. This is why it's so darn important to work with food and intestinal health and the microbiome, as well as the liver and the digestive system in general. The pancreas and the stomach are all involved. If you have fibromyalgia, if you have endometriosis, if you have autoimmune diseases, if you have any illnesses that are being blamed on estrogen, your attention should immediately go to the digestive system, to the gut. When we say the gut, we mean the intestine, by the way. Immediately should go to the intestine. Bowel movements, one of the most important things you could do if you have autoimmune problems. Autoimmunity is this great mystery that nobody can figure out, and I'm telling you exactly what it's associated with, if not caused. Digestive issues, processing of estrogen, and toxicity that gets into the blood. All of these point to the fact that the medical model is helpless, that while the medical model is helpless, we don't need the medical model. You don't need the medical model to work on your intestine. You don't need the medical model to do a food diary. You don't need the medical model to do the elimination diet. You don't need the medical model to ferment your foods, to use vegetable juices, to get on a probiotic supplement, to eat more fiber. You don't need the medical model for any of it. And these are the fundamental places where we stay healthy. Yes, there are times you need a drug. I am fully aware of that. And I have Percocets in my medicine cabinet, and I'm glad I do. Because you never know when you're going to need a Percocet. Nonetheless, if you're on a beta blocker, or a calcium channel blocker, or an anti-inflammatory, or an antidepressant, you're on it for life, you're not doing yourself any good. We'll leave it at that. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Michigan and say good morning to Pam. What's up, Pam? How are you doing?
Ben, thank you so much for what you do. I'll tell you, you do bring the light. And, you know, you start off with, you know, all this, you know, real stuff that's going on in the world. And people, you know, like me, you know, I love to eat. And if people put their time where they spend their mind time in, then maybe, you know, we can get more out of it. So what I'm saying about that is people don't realize here in Michigan, they're just now putting the crops in the field. It's the middle of June. Okay, we've had a lot of water, and, you know, people are complaining about the water. But, you know, God hears that. Mother Nature hears it. She's going to shut off the water, okay? And I'm out here right now today with Marion. She's at White Pine Farms in North Branch.
White Pine Farm, North Branch. I'm Marion. Thank you.
And so I'm out here volunteering in her, you know, at her farm. And
was it an organic farm? What kind of farm is it?
It's all organic.
We're certified organic.
Hi, tell me your name, Marion, did you say?
Marion, yes.
Hi, Marion. What are you farming over there?
Well, we have hoop houses, and so we have produce. We've been harvesting a lot of things out of the hoop houses. And we do potatoes and squash, and we also have beef because nice. we do a dual occupational pasture. So it's mostly produce and beef.
Now, I didn't quite understand what Pam was saying about the crops coming out in June and the water. I didn't quite get that.
Well, Michigan, they've had a lot of rain this last May, the highest amount of rain they've ever had. And so, therefore, I'm on sand, so it's not affecting me too bad. But a lot of my fellow farmers that are on heavier soils, they haven't been able to get out into their fields to plant anything.
Because of the water.
Because the standing water.
Wow.
So it's been really cool this year. So everything's been going in really late because, you know, like normally, like with sweet potatoes, usually you're supposed to do those. You never have a cold temperature above 50 degrees for sweet potatoes. Well, we've had like, you know, 37 degree nights and things like that. So that's
what do you attribute this to? What do you think's going on here?
I kind of erratic weather patterns. How does that sound?
Okay, erratic weather patterns. All right. You think it's climate change or global warming or NASA?
I think that climate change causes the erratic weather patterns.
What about the people who say climate change isn't true? What do you think about that?
I think they're full of crap, but that's my personal opinion.
I want to know your personal opinion as a farmer. I hear people saying that climate change isn't real. What's your take as a farmer?
Well, as a farmer, I think, can I give you a really good example of one of my counterpart farmers? They have an orchard, and they've been in business for 90 years.
Yeah.
And they had 3 total crop failures within the last 10 years due to climate change. You know, and the 80
years. So you're not buying there's no climate change. I don't know how people can say it personally, but they do say it. There's no climate change. Or it's just probably, some people say it's cyclical. It has nothing to do with human activity. That's another take on it.
Well,
anyway, yeah.
I apologize.
What's that?
Thank you.
Thank you, Marion. All right, hey Pam, I got to motivate. Anything else you want to add?
I love you, Ben. And I want to. I love that trifecta.
Trifecta. You're using it.
I love you, Ben.
Are you noticing how you mixing all three together? Are you noticing the plumping when you put it on?
We mix everything.
Everything, and then look in the mirror, and you'll see a real significant plumping. All right, that's my Truth Trifecta, by the way, for the listeners, all available at truthtreatments.com. We actually have a special on the Truth Trifecta, truthtreatments.com. Hey, Pam, thanks for the kind words. God bless you. Have a beautiful day, and thank you, Marion, as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. 844-236-6010 is our number right after this.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100, or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Paul in Wisconsin, good morning. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I'm running a 5K this weekend and looking for tips because I used to carve up, but now I don't really eat carbs. So
you want to carb up probably a little. I'm thinking you want to carb up a little before your workout or before your marathon.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to have. If you're training for a marathon, you're going to have different carbohydrate needs than the average couch potato. You know, when we talk about keto and low carb, we're not talking about athletes or especially not long distance runners. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Paul.
Yeah, I'm just a 5K. So.
Okay, well, that's a lot more than I can run. That's for sure. So give yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a marathon's like 12K or 13 or something.
Yeah, marathon's 26 miles, and a 5K is only 3 miles.
Okay, all right, it's still pretty impressive. You want to make sure that you got some carbs on hand before, and then probably carry around some carbs with you. You could do like glucose or something like that. I mean, if you're running, you don't have to necessarily. You're probably lean and mean. You don't have to worry about the same things most people have to worry about. Nonetheless, you want to. You still want to do the same good things we all have to do. Medium chain triglycerides, are you familiar with MCTs?
No.
You might want to start exploring MCTs, especially like right before you do a workout. MCTs are burnt for fuel. They're used for fuel. They're not quick fuel necessarily, super rapid fuel, but they're good. It's a good source of fuel, and it's good for people who have liver issues. It's good for people who want to lose weight. It's also good for athletes who don't want to go into doing too many carbs. It's a good way of getting some nutrients in your system. The problem with carbs is if you do them too early, you can go into hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, and that obviously is a problem. So if you're going to do carbs, do them real close to your workout or even in the middle or maybe at the end of the run kind of thing, like to give yourself a quick burst. Sometimes if you do too many carbs ahead of the race, you go into low blood sugar. That's not a good thing. Also, helping your body use sugar is good. Use carbs, use energy is also important. The B vitamins are especially important. You might want to make yourself a little B vitamin drink or Beyond Tangy Tangerine, actually. That's loaded with the B vitamins and electrolytes, vegetable juice, you know, a little vegetable juice ahead of time. That's what I'd be doing. B vitamins, veggies, or veggie juices, I should say, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, electrolytes, MCT oils. Make sure that you're taking good fats all along, not necessarily right before the race, but you're on a good, the ultimate EFA is a good fat supplement. And of course, if you have digestive issues, you want to make sure you're working on those. All right?
So, what would you suggest for a 57-year-old male if I went to truthtreatments.com?
Get our Truth Transdermal C Serum, get our trial size, get our Biomimetic Mineral Mist, and then if you want to go all out, get our retinol, trial size of our retinol 1% gel, and then work yourself up to the 5% gel. Male skin really, really responds well to our Truth Treatments, because they're basically formulas that I've been making for myself. So they're just like it was designed for men. But it's still, you know, skin is skin no matter what. But with male skin, you can do a lot more. You can really go crazy with male skin in a way that you can't necessarily with female skin. But still, all skin needs vitamin C. All skin needs retinol. All skin needs electrical energy from minerals. So the ingredients, and it's all about the ingredients. The ingredients in our Truth Treatments are unisex for androgynous. They're good for men and women. All right, Paul, truthtreatments.com,
okay.
truthtreatments.com. Thanks, buddy. Good luck. And let's go to Florida and say hello to Chris. Good morning, Chris. What's going on?
Good morning, Ben. Well, I'm not sure that anybody is actually disputing whether climate change exists. If they do, I would like to hear that what their argument is, because
it seems pretty obvious, no?
Well, yeah, of course, but my point is that global warming, the term, the asserting that it's happening, has become climate change, but that's not really something that anybody, I don't think anybody's arguing. If you can point out to one person who's saying that there's no such thing as climate change and what their basis for that is, I'd be interested to hear about it.
It's a straw man argument.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know. Because... I've heard it said, and I don't know for a fact. I've heard it said both things. I've heard, number one, people disputing climate change, and I've heard people say that it's there is climate change, but it's not human. It's not caused by humans. I don't understand. To me, it seems pretty obvious there is climate change, and it seems pretty obvious that it's human-based, but, and there are cyclic, nobody's disputing cycles. I don't know, though. I haven't really explored it enough to know. I can just say, it seems from the research I've done, and I'm not going by memes here, I'm doing with the research I've done, that there is climate change, and right? It sounds like you're knowledgeable about this. Is that right, Chris? This is something you've studied?
Not as much as I would like to, but it ties into health, and like you just said, we agree that I don't think anybody would dispute that there are changes in the climate. Of course, whether it's man-influenced, I believe it is. I believe that, of course, it is. But not to such a degree as the sun. But the point is, when it comes to the main point I'd like to make is that, other than that, is that the main greenhouse gas, alleged greenhouse gas, I'll say, according to the EPA's website for the last several years, is fluorinated gases. So I'm not, I want to point out that for the last several years, because many have pointed out that Trump is very anti-EPA, and I'm not disagreeing with that, but if you check out, say, the Wayback Machine and see that these statistics I'll give you are true for the last several years, even before Trump took office, the EPA's website lists several different greenhouse gases. Of course, there's CO2, there's carbon dioxide, methane, nitrous oxide, and then there is fluorinated gases that I think everyone should agree are the most troublesome, whether you believe in global warming, whether you believe that it's man-made or man-influenced. These fluorinated gases are toxic. Of course, fluorine.
You're saying fluoride and chloride. Yeah, fluorine and chloride. And chlorine, you're saying, right?
Fluorinated gases like chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs, and there are some others.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
absolutely.
They mainly come from phosphate and, fluorine, the phosphate mining industry and the refrigerant industry. But mostly,
that's right. Industry. Their industrial waste products are spewed out into the atmosphere in the tons and every year. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's going to have some kind of impact. It doesn't just disappear.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so, obviously that seems pretty obvious.
And yet you only hear about carbon footprint. Well, carbon feeds plants, and that's a great way to grow more plants, and you have the ultimate carbon dioxide sink or sequestration system. You don't have to build a big plant for it. But, it's all about faulting the people's emissions rather than faulting industry, who is the most impactful.
That's a good point.
When you look at the EPA's website, it says that, and they, by the way, they failed to mention the most impactful is water vapor, but, you know, other than the fluorinated gases. Now, they say the CO2 has a global warming potential of 1, and the others have very, like, methane is 28 to 36, nitrous oxide is 265.
We only have about 30, Chris. We only have a few seconds here, but I want to. You sound like a very interesting guy. I want to know what's the bottom line here? What are you saying? Sum it up in like a sentence or two.
Okay. Well, fluorinated gases have a global warming potential in the thousands to tens of thousands, according to the EPA. CO2 is 82% of greenhouse gases divided by fluorinated gases.
Well, without getting into the math, what's the one thing you want us to take away? Because I'm going to run out of time. What's the one thing you want me to take away?
Well, the math is that 27%, which is fluorinated gases account for thousands to tens of thousands of times the impact of global warming than CO2.
Okay, so the issue really you're saying is industry, not carbon footprint of the individual, but it's industrial gas, industrial waste that's being spewed out into the atmosphere. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Absolutely. So who other than, say, Big Phosphate would disagree the priority is to start by ending phosphate industries currently unmonitored?
It's terrible. The phosphate industry is one. It's awful, especially in Florida. What's happening in Florida with the algae. I mean, it's terrible. It's a terrible, terrible thing.
Right.
And
it's unregulated. You know, it's on the honor system where they monitor themselves. It's unregulated by the EPA or the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. These emissions of deadly fluorinated gases into our atmosphere, fluorinated, and other deadly waste.
Well, that's why it's in water for our teeth. That's why they put it in. They know what to do with it. They put it in the water so we can all brush our teeth with it. And that's
it's industrial waste with all sorts of toxins, heavy metals, radioactive isotopes. But
hey Chris, I'm out of time, buddy. I mean, you're very fascinating. It sounds like you know a lot of stuff about, you know more about it than I do, that's for sure. And I'd love it if you call back. We're just out of time, buddy. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and I'm glad you called. And that's it. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. Have a beautiful, wonderful, awesome, spectacular day. Don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.